We basically just need everyone to be on the lookout and to really keep their eyes peeled. It's a very strange situation to have happen. And so the strange is not something that would be out of the norm right now. So if you have an outbuilding, if you have a garage, if you have a deer blind, if you have some sort of building that she could seek shelter and warmth in during these really cold nights, that might be where she is, where she's holing up at for a little while. We do not think that it's something where she's going to stay put in one spot. So we just need everyone to be really, really cautious with what they're looking at down the road and to just pay attention.
And you had indicated that if someone does come in contact with your mother, and we've posted an image on WRMJ.com, they should contact basically authorities immediately, the Mercer County Sheriff's Department, probably the easiest way at 582-5194.
Yes, just 911 is fine. Call 911, say that you think that you've reported or that you see, you know, someone, or that it could be a clue. You don't have to go directly to one of us, one of the kids. We definitely would like that information as well. But number one, we want you to call the police so that they can be on top of it before we are. And nothing should be left unturned on your properties right now. Just really look and check things out for us. And that's all we really can ask.
And one of the things you had mentioned is the route traveled, or basically one of the kind of the clues is mentioning traveling to Norwood in Warren County. Is that right?
Yes. And she just kept saying to people who did stop by and would ask if she needed help in the early routes of it, she was headed to Norwood. She does not have her belongings with her or anything. So going to Norwood is not something that we really think. There's no destination in Norwood, so if she's going that direction, we don't know why. So we think she's just wandering